When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, if you haven't already, you really need to check out tinyleaps.today. When you do, you are going to get a free guide to help you crush it in 2018. So head over to tinyleaps.today. I'll see you there. In this episode, I talk about why competition is a good thing. Get ready, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk about why competition is a good thing. One of the things I've noticed with people looking to launch their own business or move into a creative role is this fear of competition. It's this idea that just because somebody else is doing that same thing, you shouldn't do it. Because if somebody else is doing it, why should you, right? And I really think that that is a flawed way of looking at it. One of the things that I've noticed for myself is that competition ends up being kind of the more important piece of the puzzle. And so I wanted to create this episode to help you wrap your head around that and get a better understanding of how you can view competition as a positive rather than as something that you should shy away from. So the first really awesome thing that competition does for you is that it challenges you. So much of what we want to do, the ideas we have, it comes from our own head. It comes from ideas that we sort of just strung together or experiences we have, but it's really all forming in our head. Competition, once we try to actually do the thing and realize that we're bumping up against somebody else already doing it, we start to recognize that, oh, you know, this thing could be a good idea, but I hadn't considered this other thing that my competition is doing. Or we start to basically just get a better understanding that our idea as it currently stands is not good enough. And until we're forced to address that by being faced with competition, by losing a client because someone else offered a better service, by having a referral come your way and then choose not to work with you because somebody else had a lower price, like whatever the thing is, when you're forced to deal with it because you're faced with competition, all of a sudden you start to improve. All of a sudden you start to really just figure out how you can offer something better, how you can improve, how you can do better and do more and offer it for less and whatever metric you decide to improve on. All of a sudden, you're forced to do that because competition is forcing it. If you are the only player in the game, if you're the only graphic designer, if you're the only vlogger, the only podcaster, the only whatever, all of a sudden, you would never grow. You would never change. You know, you would launch something, and if you were the only option, people would have to flock to you, regardless of whether or not they liked what you were doing necessarily, or regardless of whether or not it was perfect. They would have to come to you. And that's interesting to me because we always think that it would be nicer to not have competition. It's the reason that we don't go in a certain direction just because there's already competition. Because if there is, then why would we need more, right? But having competition sort of forces everyone to do better. It forces everyone to be better. And sometimes that turns into cutting costs, and that creates some unfortunate outcomes. But other times that turns into creating a better product. And that's the much more long-term and sustainable approach. So competition, the first real big benefit. If you're considering doing something, starting a business, whatever it might be, if you see that there is competition there, look at it as a positive. Look at it as something that's going to force you to do this thing better. Now, the second thing is that competition forces you to assess what you actually want. Now, this is important. This is one that I don't hear many people talking about. We all kind of have these creative ideas, these things we want to do, and it's not always what we ultimately want, but we do sort of always just immediately go for it. And competition, when you look at the space, if you decide one day, hey, I want to be a hand letterer, and you look at the space and you see, oh, there's a ton of competition, and this is something I'd have to really work at and get amazing at and do better and improve my product in, all of a sudden you realize, well, maybe I don't actually want to be a hand letterer. You know, maybe I like the idea of it. Maybe I like the process of it, but maybe I don't want to offer it as a service. Maybe I don't want to build a career around this thing. And that competition, you see it and it scares you and you're just like, I don't want to go through all of that. Now, all of a sudden, you have a much better understanding of what you want. You know, if you were the only hand letterer, if you were the only person offering this service and you went for it, you could get really roped in and then realize, hey, I don't really want to do this. But then now you're stuck. You're serving clients or you're working with people who rely on you. So having that competition in the beginning is an excellent way to find out, hey, I don't really want this thing. If it scares you that there's competition, maybe you don't want it. If it scares you that there are other people you'd have to compete with and try to create a better product with, maybe it's not for you. If it excites you, maybe it is for you. If you're kind of neutral to it, it doesn't really tell you anything, but all these three things combined might. Which brings me to the third benefit of competition is that when there is competition, there are more people to collaborate with. And I know this is weird, but we are moving from an economy that has been largely competition driven to one of collaboration, where people who are offering similar products or in many cases the same product or creating similar content are supporting one another and trying to build one another up because they know that if they win, the other person will also win. And that's a weird concept to wrap your head around, but it works. Collaborating with your competition, putting on an event, creating a show. If you run an art store, let's say, and your main competition in town, both of you decided to launch a podcast together. Like, that's incredible. What you'd get from that is a scenario where you and your competition are now sharing leads. You know, maybe you have something slightly different, or maybe they have something slightly different, or maybe people choose them for their personality and people choose you for your personality. But you get access to their customers, they get access to your customers, and all of a sudden, everybody is benefiting as a result. When you choose to collaborate instead of purely compete, when you choose to raise each other up, it can lead to some incredible opportunities happening, things that you might not even recognize. You know, one of the incredible things that have gone down in the last couple of months, a good friend of mine was running a business, an agency, and they merged with one of their competitors. One of their direct competitors decided to merge together. Now they're building a much bigger company than they would have been able to build separately. And that's the type of thing that comes around when you embrace this idea of potentially collaborating rather than just trying to crush each other. So those are the three benefits. Those are the three things I recommend. The first is that when you have competition, it challenges you, it forces you to be better. Second is that when there is competition, you're forced to really understand what it is you want and whether or not you want to deal with that, because it can be a little bit frustrating. And then third is there are more opportunities to collaborate. There are more groups that you can work with and be a part of and get support from and just support. Like, there are more people in your space, and that can be an indication that it's a strong space, and that can also be an opportunity to create something bigger. So I hope that helps. If you are trying to start a business and you're looking around and realizing, hey, a lot of people have done this already, or if you have an idea and you're looking around and seeing that, hey, a lot of people have done this already, I would encourage you to still do it. I'd encourage you to still go for it. The competition is not necessarily a bad thing, but you do have to make sure it's what you want and it's a direction you want to go in. So I hope that helps. Be sure to subscribe if you have not already. Head over to tinyleaps.today to claim your free guide to crushing it in 2018. I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.